You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Nice outfit.
I was going to say the same thing about yours. Nice fit. I feel like it's a little too tight, though.
Okay, so we decided that we were going to do...
They're like Stranger Things.
We were going to do, like, jammies today. And so we have matching little outfits that say Merry and Bright, and they've got, like, these, like, lights all around, you know, and stuff. And the funny part is Jet thinks that his is a little too small.
Well, just like maybe the shirt. I don't know. I can't tell.
No, I think it looks good. I think it looks good. I think you look good, and I think you're a little too worried about your package popping out.
Well, I'm just like, because it's at work. I'm like, hey, thanks for making chili. Who's that?
No, you look good. We look good.
We look good. I love the pajamas, and they're really cozy.
They are. They are.
Yeah. So. What's the expression? I didn't want to say it, but now it's too late because I already thought about it. It's like softer than a baby's butt. Isn't that the expression? But that I feel like saying that.
That is an expression.
Yeah. Baby butt soft.
Baby butt soft. Anyway.
Well, how are you? I know you've had, before we kick things off, because I do have an idea of where this conversation is going to go, but I want to ask you about your tooth because I know last night your tooth was hurting.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so, yeah, like, I started having pain at work, and, you know, I don't know what it is with me and my teeth, because I have really good teeth, I think. Mm-hmm. I've always taken care of them. I've always gone to the dentist. I have braces, like, you know, and that kind of thing, but I am so susceptible to, like, getting, like, cavities and that kind of thing, and I brush, and I do my own thing.
Yeah.
I like how we're having an episode and you're taking photos. That was a horrible photo, by the way. We're going to have to delete that one and do it again. But anyway, stop it. Okay. So last night, I got home and I was like in tears because it was pretty bad, like last night. And I feel like my pain tolerance is pretty high, but I called my dentist and I said, hey, I was like, can you please call an antibiotic for my tooth?
So they did.
I don't know, because they were closed. No, but I left them a message and they're going to be open this morning. And I had talked to him yesterday about it.
I'm sorry. It was like you're in so much pain and you're like, this is a living. You're like, you can't talk because it's like swollen.
No, I can speak.
You're like,
But then this morning, I was like, because they were like, we can't get you in until January.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Because what if you're like excruciating, like, and you said you were crying, and like, I understand people have appointments and they have to like follow. Right. But like, what if you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm dying. Like, I'm in pain. I cannot do it.
Yeah, so.
Have you seen Castaway?
I have. Don't even go there. I'm going to be thinking about that all day. No, but what happened was that Trent, he goes, why don't you call the people that I went to? Because they got me in like really soon. Like, and this was like a month ago. And it was an endodontist. And I was like, endodontist is a specialty dentist, right? They specialize.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. So I called them and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in all this pain. Is there any way you can get me in before January? Because my regular dentist, who knows about it, can't get me in until then. And they called me back like immediately this morning at like 7 a.m. And they were like, and they said, hey, can you come in on Monday for an appointment? And then I'm going to go in on Monday, but they're not doing it Monday. That's the consult.
Yeah.
So the week of Christmas, I'm like, oh my gosh, please be able to get it done.
Oh yeah, I imagine. Because there's probably not a lot of people trying to get that done right before Christmas because they're trying to, you know, whatever. So that's good. I know of toothpaste. I've had my friend Skylar and Kate had to give me some pain meds one time. This was years ago. But I remember there was like an air, like I had a root canal and I don't know what happened. There was an air pocket underneath it. And I don't know what happened. Like it was a root canal that I had years ago. And then it, like years later it hurt. And it was like excruciating. Like I literally, this was like 3 years ago when I had like my bar set up. I was up all night just moaning and like crying. I was like, I literally was crying too. I went downstairs and I was drinking Jack Daniels out of the bottle. Like I was like, oh my. And then I went into the bathtub and I was like, cause I wasn't trying to wake people up. And I was like in the bathtub with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
That'd be the funniest picture. Like just you holding the bottle like outside of the,
and
like,
I'm like,
the,
like I have my,
yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stop talking about this. Cause I feel like I can feel it in my tooth.
Okay. Well,
this was your topic.
Yes, I have an idea for a topic, and I think we could just roll with it because I like when we just kind of shoot from the hip. I think that's kind of cool. But I had this idea, and you don't even know what it is, huh?
No. Okay. I know we're talking about relationships. And that's it.
Well, yeah. I guess this could be a form of like a relationship thing. But my question was just because it got brought up in my mind, and I know you're happily married, so I want to note that. You've been married for quite some time, so you and I are in different versions of our life, because I am not married. And if my wife is listening, hey, girl, hey, I would love to meet you.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. I actually have that in my office. Hey,
I
girl,
know.
Hey.
That's why I said it.
Do you consider someone, or when you look back at your life, do you have one that you considered to be the one that got away? This is weird to ask you because I know you're married.
Interesting.
I just like that idea. Like, it's just, I think everybody can relate. They're like, just, I mean, maybe not everybody, but like, is there one? Is there like, you look back 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, you're like, wow, I wonder what would have happened. Like, is there one that got away?
Sorry, I'm just like thinking right now. So I think there's two, actually.
There's two?
Mm-hmm.
One is Beatus, but she's still here.
Little Beatus.
Still have a chance.
Yeah, I think that there was two, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you feel like, what do you, like, you don't have to say names or anything, but like, do you want to elaborate a little bit?
Well, you wouldn't know. So I had this really good relationship with a friend in California, and I think I've talked about him, and I'm not going to say his name or anything like this, but... I had a really good relationship with him, and it felt very like, I don't even know how to say how it felt. It felt very, we were very like compatible, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was the brother of one of my best friends, and it was just so weird because he was always the little brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes. And
how
I never.
Where was he?
So he would be 40, in his 40s.
Like, so he's like 20 years older than you are right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then he just was one of those people. And then we started like hanging out in our adult life. I mean, I was always over there. Like I was... His brother was my best friend. I was always at their house, and he, you know, we would see each other at church stuff and whatever, right? But then in our older years, like he was kind of interested in my roommate, and he was kind of hanging out with us, right? But we already had that like friendship kind of thing because I had grown up with them, right?
Yes.
And so then we started hanging out. And so then it was not like he was hanging out with my roommate. He was starting to hang out with me. Yeah. And then that's how that kind of shifted. But he had a lot of trauma growing up, like a lot of trauma growing up. And so he had resorted. He had resorted to like substances. And so that was like his thing. And so... I think we talked about this.
Yeah. Well, not on here. You meant, yes, yes.
And so that was his thing. So he was, I truly believe that he was the first one that had gotten away. Yes. And now he lives in Las Vegas. I know he's not going to listen to this.
He's going to listen to it?
He's not going to listen.
Oh, I was going to say, hey, what's up? Well, yeah, it's so interesting how life can take like turns. It's like.
Well, I left California to get away from.
Oh, you left it specifically.
I came here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, wow, that's crazy. So, like, I came here for a new, like, I was just like, it's like, I'm just going to do something crazy. I'm going to pack up my car. But you came out here to Utah. You're like, I'm getting away from somebody. Well, I guess in a way I was too, but I don't know.
Yeah. I have a tendency to run from my problems.
I actually, there's a strange beauty to that too. I think right. I did. There was a part of me that did that moving here to Utah too.
Sometimes it feels better and you're like, oh, I'm free, but you're really not free. You're just running.
It's a clean slate though.
That's true.
Different
That's
people,
true.
Different, you can start. It's a way for you to start over. Your problems may not ever go away. And eventually you'll have to deal with them because you can't stuff things forever, but you can definitely have a start over and that could be healthy.
Right, right.
Yeah. People ask you all the time, what are you running from? You're like, the wind.
You know, there's this this restaurant in Orem. I'm going to tell the story. There's this restaurant called Joe's Cafe in Orem.
Yeah.
And Joe was this black guy, hilarious guy from the South, right?
Yeah.
And it was his restaurant. And I asked him one day, I said, how did you end up in Utah? Because he had told me he was from like Mississippi or something like that, you know? He goes, I was running from the law. And I ended up in Utah County.
It's a good place to be if you're running from the law. Do you remember back in the day when you would like, if you did a crime in America or whatever, or anywhere in the States, if you cross the border into Mexico, you're a free man.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I think people like, still think that.
People still think that. They're like, wait, they do a crime in Ogden. They go to Orem. They're like, wait, that was in Ogden. From Mississippi. Remember that song? M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. She's yes. from the Mississippi River, and she's looking fine.
Oh, I don't know if I ever knew that one.
I think it's a Black Bear song, an old Black Bear.
Wow. Okay, so wait. So you asked me about my one that got away. What about yours?
Nothing.
Lies.
No. I don't know. I just think it's, you know, it's kind of crazy how life kind of going off of yours, and I'll bleed into mine in a second, though. But it's just crazy how, like, you ever hear about the Butterfly Effect? Remember that movie, The Butterfly Effect?
Okay, I remember that movie, but I can't remember that movie. Like, I used to have it, but I don't remember what it was about.
It's a good, well, it's a weird movie, Ashton Kutcher. But it's like the concept of it is like if the butterfly, you know what the Butterfly Effect is, right?
I don't remember.
You change one thing in your life, a little thing, and then like your whole, the trajectory of your life changes completely. So I guess like. I do have someone that I consider she was like the one that got away. And I like, you know, I've thought about it throughout my life. Like, I wonder what would have happened. But
now, where is she?
I don't know. I think she might be in Bakersfield.
Oh.
She's still in California. Yeah. But so I went to school with her. I've known her for basically my entire life. Well, at least after 2000, because I moved to Tehachapi in 2000. So I was in grade school with her, middle school with her, high school with her. And then I left. In my high school years, California, you know, Tehachapi. But she was like, we just never were able to like figure, like work it out. I think we both had this, like, we definitely had an attraction for each other as
yeah.
kids. And we were infatuated. I don't know. We like, but we never did anything. We never like made the move. We never hooked up, obviously. And then I could tell she really, really cared about me because I remember I was a bad kid in high school. I ended up getting expelled.
And then you got expelled?
I actually got expelled twice from the same high school.
Twice?
Yeah. That's another day. But one of the reasons why I got expelled, I actually needed to go to court for. Uh-huh. And this girl ended up going to court with me and my whole family. Because she was like, I believe in you. And I was like, well... Yeah, she was like really sweet and everything. And then I remember it was on my 18th birthday. I was living in Apple Valley, California. She goes, we're going to come up there and I'm going to bring my friend and we're going to like hang out and we're going to get a hotel and go in the hot tub. And I was like, great. I'm turning 18. This is going to be cool. And what had happened was I invited my friend and she invited her friend. And I was thinking the whole time, like, this is going to be a great opportunity for me to spend time. Like, I like this girl. The girl that her friend was the mother of my kids. And I picked, yeah. And then, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Crazy turn of event, huh?
Yeah.
So that was my butterfly. I mean, I'm so happy. I mean, of course, I have two beautiful children, and they're in this world, and they're living lives,
yeah.
And they're breathing air in their lungs, and they're alive and well, and I'm so glad that I have children in this life. But there are some times when I wonder, and obviously that relationship didn't work out, but I'm like, damn, what my butterfly effect, or my butterfly, what is it called again?
Yeah, your butterfly effect.
Hold on, let me take a sip of my coffee. Hold on, ready? Yeah. My butterfly effect moment is definitely wondering what would have happened, where I would be, if we would still be, I don't know. But I saw a picture of her on Instagram. And I don't know how similar we are today as in our 30s, you know, but I definitely remember being young and like I would like call her and I just like, you know, like on the phone, house phone. The home line, whatever.
And
I was just, yeah. And I was just like, this, like, just into talking to her. And I was just like, I just like want to be around you. I like you a lot. And like, we did a couple things, like in the school dance. I never hooked up with her, but we danced and yeah. We were like grinding on each other. I was like, yeah, this is cool, you know. But so we never did anything. Never, and that's probably why, because, you know,
how weird that you think about it. Like, you just thought about this like yesterday.
The other day. Well, I saw her. I have her on. Line, you know, like everybody has everybody on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff, and she doesn't really post that much. And I haven't thought about her in a while. I mean, I've thought about her period, like
throughout your life,
throughout yeah. my life, and yeah. been like, hey, you know, we've talked here and there, like, hey, you know, like.
So you know, it would be weird. Okay, so this goes back to that conversation that we had, like, with Tavia, where we were talking about serendipity, how mm-hmm. like the movie Serendipity, how like different things will happen, and you'll like. Be led to like certain people and yeah. like, you know what I mean?
It was meant to be, I think. Serendipity. I think whatever I'm doing right now in my life was meant to be because I don't know if that would have looked the same if I would have made it.
Yeah, but how weird would it be if you like ran into her?
Oh, I know. Have you seen that movie Elizabethtown?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It's just crazy to think like you just
ran. So I had a weird, okay. So I'm going to talk about this for a minute. Okay. So like, years ago, probably like 20 something years ago, right? I had this friend that like, you know, like we were friends, whatever. We maybe a little bit hooked up. Okay. But then
maybe a little bit,
but not like what, like,
you're not talking. A lot of it hooked up.
No, not a lot of it. Just a little bit. Okay. But then like, you know, like life brings you to whatever, right? You move on, you go do your own thing. Right. But then all of a sudden, like, you get re-entered into that person's life for some weird reason, you know? And then it's like, wait a minute. Like, so like that always makes me wonder, you know, cause like I was friends with this person years ago and then like all these years passed. And then now I'm like in that person's life again. It's just weird. So you always wonder, well, at least I wonder.
Yeah.
Like why did it like all these years pass and then now I'm just like back in this person's life? It's just kind of weird.
I have someone in my life now. It's like I've known for a while and now we're just like friends. You know, it's like it's timing's everything. It's so wild.
It's wild, and
it's for a bigger purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't know. And I'm always looking for, I mean, as a poet, so weird to call myself a poet.
You're such a good poet.
Oh, thank you very much. But I'm always looking for inspiration or different ideas because I'm the king of like writing about like, oh, heartbreak and like, oh, despair and, you know, and everything. And that's beautiful. That's a good outlet to write because there's always things you can write about with that.
Right.
But so I'm writing a poem about this, you know, because it's just like a good, you know, I'm trying to always flare up and spice up my writing. So it's been cool to.
So you're writing a poem about.
The one that got away.
The one that got away. Okay.
But I don't even, but like, I don't want it to also seem like I'm like hurting about this because I don't know if our paths are similar. Like it kind of very well seems like she's still in like her party phase too.
Oh, still?
I think so, from what I can see online, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's still, it's what, you know, and like you romanticize being 15, 16, set, you know, like
yeah.
We've been through some stuff. Like, you know, we went to Santa Barbara and we just have all these crazy adventures. And when you're 15, 16, 17, that's like you romanticize that.
Right.
Especially if there's like a question mark on like what could have happened at that age. When you look back on it 15 years later, it's easy to romanticize that.
Well, I'm almost 23 and I still think about 20 years ago.
You are almost 23 years old.
Almost.
Isn't it crazy? There's a part of it that is nostalgia, but we definitely romanticize and we like get in our heads and we like come up with these like scenarios or whatever of like things from the past.
Yeah. It's funny though. You know how like your life will go. I think you just said this. Like you think she's still in her party phase, right? Obviously you have been through that party phase and you're over that party phase right now, right? But so your lives do not like align exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But like sometimes I think back and like when I was like in high school.
Yeah.
And I had a boyfriend every year, right? Every year of high school, I had a boyfriend. In my freshman year, I was dating a senior that was a football player, right?
Yeah.
He was popular, like whatever. Okay. And I look back on his life, and sorry if you're listening to this, Ray, but his name's Ray. Shout out to Ray in New York. He lives in New York.
NYC.
So anyways, but like I look back and I think how different our path went.
Yeah.
Like, and so like, would we be compatible now? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But when I was a freshman and he was a senior, I was like, oh my gosh, he's wonderful. He's great. He's like, you know what I mean? He was like a jock, like whatever. Right. Nope. Like I look back on that and I'm like, nah.
Isn't it wild, but we don't see it that, or maybe at one point in your life, you guys could have had a nice life and you would have aligned better. And then, yeah, 20 years later, not so much.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
Especially as like your kids back then, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, and then people develop into whatever human that they become after experiences that they've had, failed relationships that they had, work and everything. And then, yeah, you meet a person 20 years later and you're like, wait, we would have totally aligned at 20, at 17, at 15. But at 35, 45?
Yeah, nope.
No way. Mm-mm. And how different would you have been if you would have actually been aligned with that person and done that life? Would you still be you? I guess you'd just be a different version of you. A you that you were either not meant to be or you were meant to be and you chose the way that you're not supposed to be.
Oh my gosh, that was deep.
That was deep. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like there's like a situation. Okay, so all these women want Jeff. So we'll just say that right now.
What are you talking about?
All these women want you.
I don't know about that.
There's one woman that wants you that I feel like you wouldn't align with. Like we've had these conversations before. You know what I mean? Like where, oh, do you align with this person? Like their values, your values, what they want, what you want in life, you know? And so, and I'm straight up with you. I'll tell you if I think like, oh, this female here doesn't align with you, I don't think it would work, or this female over here, I don't think it would work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's just good to have an outside perspective on certain things.
Because you get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
I've had tunnel vision before in my life.
Well, I think everybody has.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why do people choose each other? Like, what is it about that person? What's the first thing about that person?
Is a lot it there? Of the time, it's attraction.
That's what I was going to say. Is it attraction? And then you're like, yes, I can make it work because they're hot, whatever.
Yeah, oh, they're freaky. They're like, whoa, you know what she did?
But then think about relationships that you've been in. And I know one of your past relationships that you've been in. Think about how attractive they were versus like how their personality was or how they calmed you down or how they.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about that. I think I need someone that's going to mellow me out because I'm having a tendency to come up here. But I definitely romanticize and value and require a certain amount of adventure. So my last relationship did a very – we damn, we grabbed adventure by the tail and swung it around and swung it around.
Right.
And that was super fun.
Right.
Because the previous one prior to that was not.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Relationships, people are wild.
Right. And yeah. I feel like you and me, and I know we talked about this the other day. I feel like
we're similar.
We are similar when it comes to like our personalities. We're very similar. But I feel like for people like you and me, we need people that are a little calmer than we are.
So I need, yeah, because I like what we were talking, because like if we need someone that's going to mellow us out, like if I get in my head or whatever and I'm freaking out, traffic's pissing me off, works, it's 3 p.m. and I haven't had lunch in 2.5 hours and I'm hangry and I have someone that mellows me out, that's going to be great. And then on the flip side of that, if I can have someone that's like, hey, let's get excited, we're going to go here, we're going to go do this, whatever, then maybe it's a little bit, maybe I'm more social or I'm more extrovert or whatever that situation looks like, just as an example. So simultaneously she's mellowing me out when it matters and I'm hyping her up when it matters, and then we meet in the middle.
Right, because like think about the relationships that you've been in where you've been excited, the other person's excited, you're completely extroverted, the other person's completely extroverted. Do you fight hard?
Yes.
Yeah, right? And it's ugly, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Now think of your relationship that you've been in where you are the excited one and you've been with an introverted person. How did those fights look?
Yeah, I was with someone for over 5 years with an introvert. We didn't really fight.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like how, like when me and you get into it, we get pretty heated.
Me and you, when we fight?
Yeah.
Do we fight?
Well, we do, but like it's not, it's more like.
She hits me.
I do not.
Yes.
And I swear people are going to think I'm like abusive.
She unplugs the computer.
Okay. So when we argue, I'm just going to say this. When we argue, like it's not that we get like in a fight, but like we do argue. Like loudly, I guess you can. But you're the only person that I like pretty much do that with. Like,
yeah, well, we're close and we spend, you know, all day together, and we're really tight. But what happens when you're really tight, especially with good friends or family, it's like you feel comfortable enough to be like, shut up.
But I don't fight with like Trent. We don't fight at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I think when it's an introvert, like for me, and I'm having a conversation or something like that, like I just don't argue with the person because they don't get heated. But like when another person gets heated, I tend to, and we've talked about this too, I tend to like match their energy.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes not to match their energy. Or for me, when I'm not in the mood to like be in a fight or whatever, and it's like, you know, you made me feel this way. I'm like, ah, you know, like I'm trying to do better. And I think a good thing that I'm trying to like reassure and like to hear people out, and like instead of getting defensive, but like, well, that's not what I meant, is to give the other person like, hey, look, I guess I made you feel a certain way. Like, I think it's okay to tell your intention. Like, hey, look, it wasn't my intention to do this. Here's what I meant when I said this or whatever. But I understand where you're coming from, and I'm glad you told me. I'll try not to do that in the future.
Right, right.
But you know what comes out when you have two fires? You know, it's just like...
Right?
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. So with this one that got away... When was the last time you talked to this person?
Oh, it's in person?
Well, just in general, like said hello or just talk.
Period. Like there's been a few, so like in my 20s and now into my 30s, it's like just been a very few amount. It's been light, like just online, you know, just like,
so hey. You have talked to her.
Like, a little bit, but not anything of truth substance. Like we didn't really talk about, like I haven't like gotten on the phone with her and been like, wow, let's go down memory lane or whatever. It's just been like, hey, long time no, like stuff like, oh my gosh, how are you? Good, good. You know, like we should, you know, like, and like, I think at one point there was a conversation of like, we should like get a beer one day, and you know, and it's like, yeah. And then you know how sometimes that happens where we could grab a beer and catch up one day. Sure. They both agree. And then no one says anything for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's been like that, but I haven't really talked to her.
You should just like say, hey, what's up? It's been a while. Like, let's reconnect. And I don't mean necessarily like reconnect, like where you guys see each other, but like just like reconnect. I tell you,
you're the one that got away.
Oh my gosh, you should have her listen to this episode. Send it to her.
Send it to her. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'll show you a picture of her.
Yeah, let's see. I want to see. Is she a white girl?
I'll let you be the judge.
If she's a white girl? Mm-hmm. Okay, click on her picture. I can't see her very well. Is she white?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
Her last name is Marshall.
Oh, she's extremely white. Extremely.
Yeah. So, and she looks a lot different now. Definitely. She definitely kind of seems like a...
Like party.
Like a party. And she looked a lot different. Well, obviously, 15 years ago. There's a photo. I remember when it was on her birthday. She had a birthday party, and she was like, the MC was like, "Hey, everybody, you're gonna have to switch shirts with somebody." And this was when I was like, I had a Tupac beanie on, and I was like, all of 15 years old. And she was like, "I want to switch shirts with Jet." This is her, actually. This has been
She does look different.
Way different.
Wow. Yeah, you should hit her up. Is she single?
I have no idea. See, there's my shirt and then her shirt.
Is that you?
That's me.
That does not look like you. Oh, we're gonna have to post them. We're gonna post them.
With this one?
Yeah. So save that because that I don't
this
even.
This was posted in 2010. And it says forever ago, so it was before 2000. This was probably like 07 or like 08.
That doesn't even look like you. Like I would never see that picture and be like, "That's Jet Mullins."
Oh, here's another picture of us.
Weird. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna post that. Yeah, it's so weird how like one decision that you make can change
the whole trajectory of your life.
Exactly.
Like, and you don't think about the, like, and we make decisions every day or we make decisions not to decide every day. And it's insane how we are right now out of every decision we made or didn't make. Also, shout out to The Butterfly Effect. It is a good movie.
It is a good movie. I remember I had it like on DVD back in the day.
Probably had a crush on Ashton Kutcher, huh?
Oh, he was adorable. He still is.
You know who's adorable is Brittany Murphy.
She is adorable, too.
She's my all-time forever crush, aside from the girl that was in The Girl Next Door.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, you... Whoa.
But, like, think about this. Like, one decision. Like, let's say that you would not have met your baby mama and you would have actually been with this girl instead. You could be living in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
Okay, shout out to Bakersfield. Love Bakersfield. I went to BC, so loved it.
My mom would probably appreciate that. I'd be 45 minutes away instead of 9 hours.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No, but I actually really loved Bakersfield. I loved living there. It was amazing. I had my closest friends in life were from Bakersfield.
Yeah.
That I met, you know, after high school, because I went to college there also. And then I moved from like my small town to like Bakersfield. And then, yeah. But anyways, what if you wouldn't have hooked up with your baby mama? And what if you would have
no kids, right? Well, at least I wouldn't have this big, I don't know.
Well, right. But you could have another family with somebody else and you could be still living there. Never came to Utah. I don't know. Just like,
oh, it's so wild.
What if I hadn't have run from California here because of a certain person in Las Vegas, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, it's insane, like, to think about stuff like, what if I never went to Utah? What if I was happy? What if you never came to Utah? Like, what if you and I would have met? You may have a different...
Well, we might have met because we were from the same area.
That's right. That's right.
But I would not, and I would, we're not, oh, yes, we are.
We're not, oh, yes, we are.
I would have never married who I married.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't it wild to think about that?
It is.
And I think it's a good thing to note that, you know, we're here and everybody is at the point of their life, hopefully for the better, for the good, and for a bigger reason. And I think whoever you call the higher power, I'll call him God, Jesus, you know, I think we're here for a reason and it's good, but because we get in our own way. And I think if there's someone above who has a master plan and is kind of guiding us, I mean, yeah, we can make decisions that could deter his plan. But I like to think, hopefully, and I'll speak for myself, hopefully I've found my way back to the path that he's guiding for me. So maybe it was never in that path, because we definitely get in our heads and go, well, if I should be over here, this could be better. Like we have it in our minds where it's like,
because we feel like we know best.
We feel like we know best. Yeah.
When it's not us that knows best.
We don't know this. We're not able to zoom out. I mean, we could do our best to zoom out, but we have someone above who's like knows everything and for our well-being. And we could be like, well, I think the stripper over at Club Wet really is the one. And you're like, and they're like, no. No, she gets paid for you to think that she likes you. Well, no, I think she actually likes me.
The funny thing is like I really hate Utah. Like I've always hated.
Really?
I've always hated Utah, and I've always wanted to be back in California. Like I always
feel the complete opposite.
Oh, I know. But the funny part about me not liking it here and not wanting to be here is that I feel like I'm supposed to be here. Like I feel like there's a bigger plan, and I'm supposed to be exactly where I am right now. I'm supposed to be in those friendships and relationships that I'm in right now. I feel like there's more to my story than I know. You know what I mean?
And it's having the wisdom to know that. Like, hey, you may have these certain desires and these wants, but if you know, hey, but I feel like I trust enough and I know that I'm supposed to be elsewhere, even though my heart tells me I want to be here, that's power. That's amazing. That, and having the ability, because some people, you know, like some people just go through life. Myself, I was one of them too in my 20s. You just go through life, going through whatever desire you want and then doing it instead of like, well, if there's a bigger purpose, there's a better way to live aside from just like, well, I want this, I take it. I want this, I take it.
Have you ever had like a friend or a family member or somebody in your life that you felt was like you knew them prior to like now?
In another life?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this isn't the first time we've met. Like, I like.
Right, like, you know, like that is like that. Those are my two that got away.
Oh, I don't have that with someone that like.
And the funny part is that the one that I was talking about, like that lives in Vegas, like I swear we were friends, we were buddies, we were like close, right? But then I have this other connection that I have that like I like know, like without a shadow of a doubt, like we were tight.
Maybe like wherever we were prior to coming to Earth.
Yeah.
There was a conversation that was like, look, you and I are going to cross paths.
I know that. I've had to dream about it.
And then we're not only going to cross paths, but we don't know, like, if something's going to happen, but it could get confused as like love or like, or whatever. Right. And if, even though if we may not end up together, we're going to cross paths. And then our brains down here are completely wiped and we're in our worldly brains. So we're just like, so we meet someone that we knew from wherever we were before. And we're like, what the hell is your deal? Oh, I can't put a pin, like I can't put a finger on it. So I think I like you now.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily
mean. It doesn't necessarily mean it's like love, like we're meant to be together, but like we knew each other wherever the hell we were before taking.
And this is a good example. Like what you just said is exactly how I feel about the first one that I was talking about, the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
I feel like I was in the mode of like, yeah, you were the one for me. You were the one that got away when he really wasn't.
There was just a soul connection for whatever that connection is, but it wasn't necessarily meaning that you were meant to be.
Right. I think I was supposed to be in his life at that time to help him get through something.
I think that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that happens.
And I wish him the very best, even though we are not in contact anymore. I wish him the very best. I think him moving to Vegas was probably the worst idea ever because of all the accessible drugs out there.
Yeah.
You know? Accessible. But I do feel a little bit different about that second one. I feel like, yeah, there was like a connection. Like we had this strong connection. We have this strong pull. Like I can feel his thoughts. I know when he's upset. I know what he's thinking. Yeah. I know things. It's weird.
I wonder if it'll all make sense when we close our eyes for the final rest. If they're like,
I think then we're going to meet people that it's like, oh my gosh, you were my family member and I forgot you. Like I have, you know, even though you lived at different times, like if you lived at
I'm saying like all the questions that we have are going to be answered. Yeah. So if like, if you go your whole life, it's like, I wonder what would have happened if I would have been with this person and you end up never talking to that person again. At the end, it's going to be like, oh.
Well, it also depends on the person's actions that they do here.
That's very true. That's very true. So if you...
But having said that, you don't want to miss your chance if you're supposed to be with a certain person, Jet.
Yeah.
If there's that... What if you're supposed to be with that girl, but you didn't make the move? You didn't do it. You could be happy in your life right now. You could be so happy, right? But had you just stepped out of your comfort zone and told that person or reconnected with that person... your happiness could have been like skyrocketed.
Totally. But I trust the higher.
That's true.
I trust everything that's happening right now. And I think if it's meant to be, it will, because I've talked to her. I don't know if, I mean, she knew. I mean, like.
But does she know now?
I guarantee she knows now. Yeah. She's probably known her entire life. Because I think we've had that soul connection. I think we both knew that for each other. I feel like she had that for me too.
That's cute.
Wow.
If you're listening, Bakersfield girl.
Bakersfield girl.
I don't know what to call her, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. But I trust everything right now, and I trust where I'm at. Yeah. I definitely want a good girl who is calm.
Yes, agreed.
A calm, good
girl. I want a good girl for you, too.
Yeah. Her name is Beatus.
Little baby Beatus.
Calm, though.
Beatus is like, she's happy, though.
She's happy. Impure, but she's a little small for me.
Aw. She's a... What is she?
A mini Ozzy
Osbourne.
A mini Ozzy Osbourne is what I say.
Anyway. Well, thanks for choosing this topic. It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
It's fun to, like, think of, like, what could have been and, like, what like where been. Your life could go.
Yeah.
And your life still could go that way.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm only 23 now, so I miss.
You have your whole life ahead of you. Yeah. Choose wisely, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's so profound. You have your whole life ahead of you. So go out, grab it by the balls, but choose wisely.
Choose wisely. Yeah. And make sure that that person knows you. You don't have to hide from that person. You don't have to think that, oh, I can't be my true self around this person because they'll think this or this. It's a trap.
It's a trap. Be you. Be authentically you.
Because I have to admit, like, I have a great husband. He's wonderful. Okay. But at the same time, am I myself around him? No.
You're not going to listen to Blink-182 around him.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
And I totally get that there's certain respect, you know, like if there's like, okay, if I have a wife and she's like, listen, I hate Quentin Tarantino, I'm not going to watch Pulp Fiction around her, but it's still not watering down yourself. So there's a difference there as far as like.
Right. I didn't swear for like.
And that's, yeah.
Like what, 12 years or something like that of my marriage? Because yeah. I was like, no, he can't know that I. Say this and that, but guess what? One day it broke, and I started saying it. I started swearing, and I was like, you know what?
Holy frick!
I have to be myself. You know what I mean? But like, it felt good to just be open, like open up, and just be like, I'm gonna like try to be more authentic to myself.
To be you,
yeah,
and to be only you,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what a great topic.
Yeah, this was fun.
The one is that Katy Perry? She's like the one that got away.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyways, nice outfit.
Nice outfit.
And
Mary, you look merry and bright.
Yes. And I guess we'll try to get an episode in before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we will. And it, just because this reminded me, your shirt says merry and bright. I think you have a very, very bright future ahead of you. So much that God giggled when he lit it.
Oh, cute. That was good. That was good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think your future's bright too.
Did God giggle when he lit it?
He giggled.
Oh, hee-hee.
Hee-hee. All right. Well, I guess we will see you next week with a brand new episode. Follow us on Instagram, and we will catch you later.
Cheers, and bye.
Bye.